Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We won a series.
Hey-o.
Finally. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squidbilly. She is the first lady of baseball. Smiling very bigly today. The queen of tofu, Miss Allie Mack. We sprinkle a little Dylon in the mix. And last, but certainly not least, he's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and he's happy that minicamp is over as well. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And we are the morning shift.
Yeah, they competed bigly out there at minicamp. Over the last couple days.
It was a bigly win.
It was a bigly win.
I had a bigly breakfast after the show yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did bigly come from?
You!
You just said bigly.
Really?
She's did smiling you not, bigly did, today.
Yeah.
Smiling bigly.
You just said Allie is smiling bigly.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't recall. I think you guys are making
Shocker.
Things up.
Never it's happened.
Old, it just seemed the orchestrated old, the way y'all, you know, and choreographed the way y'all did all that.
Every old, single person's face twisted up when you said it.
Yeah, we were like a dog that heard a whistle.
I don't know if
I got in mics here and I was like, bigly?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't really pay attention to y'all when I kind of.
You don't pay attention to what you're saying?
No. I don't pay attention to y'all or what I'm saying.
I was going to say, you don't have to pay attention to us. It was literally flying out of your mouth.
If I'm paying attention to everything, then I'm not natural.
Okay.
Yeah,
look.
And we love a natural Squidbilly because he gives us things to talk about like Bigly.
They're called Squidisms.
It's unbelievable that literally 30 seconds after you said Bigly, you're like, where'd that come
what?
From?
What are you guys talking about?
What do you mean, Bigly?
Hey. You guys are just making stuff up.
I still don't believe that I said it.
It's all right. It'll be all right.
Smiling Bigly.
Don't you worry. I'm writing this one down for the replay for tomorrow.
I mean, look. You know, you can do whatever you want with words. The English language is vast.
It's fluid. It's fluid. It's ever-changing. We're always adding things to the dictionary.
And that's why the dictionary is so bigly.
I'm going to tell you something. If a bunch of Dylons can walk around and use the word cap in a different way, I can say bigly all I want.
No cap. No cap.
It's a Squidism. Man, we used to have a running notebook in the O-line room with the Falcons of Dunnyisms. It was Paul Dunn was our O-line coach, and he would say things all the time, and we'd be like, what did he just say? He just make up words or stories. And like one time he was showing us blocking downfield, and he was like, boys, this is what it looks like. Looks good. Right now they're saying, you know, it's like Custer's last stand. We were like, what? And he's like, you know, they turn around, and they're looking back, and they go, here they come. We're like, what? And all of a sudden you see everybody's pencils start moving. It's like, oh, it's a Dunnyism right there.
Well, I'm hearing a merch opportunity here. We need a Squidtionary.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear Bigly in German.
I'm not sure how that could be translated.
Or as they say these days, yo.
Yeah, yo. Well, we do have a lot to get to. It is a little bit more lighthearted in the room. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but let's go around and get the headlines of the day. Bo, what's yours?
Based on what happened last night, 80% of the time we will have a winner that will be the Pacers because of what they did. Mm. I kind of botched a little bit of my verbiage there, but you know, it was a bigly win last night for the Pacers.
Uh-huh. Mike?
Short and sweet. That man, Spencer Schwellenbach, is good, and I'll leave it at that.
Dylan.
I'll up your Spencer Schwellenbach is good with Ronald Acuña Jr. is good.
But are the Braves.
I think, right. Dylan, your headline should have said, I think Bo was going to be right about the month of June. Because he is on pace.
He is right there on pace, man.
To hit that seven. Mm-hmm.
Especially coming up against the Rockies next. I mean, oof.
Don't count your eggs before they hatch, Dylan.
Don't get too excited, Dylan.
Right. I got a little too bigly there. I'm sorry.
Now you're just not using it right, okay? you're incorrectly using my incorrect use of the English language, all right?
Now I'm spamming it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about that bigly win today. It's 6:20, covering Braves, Brewers. Happy to cover that one. But let's get into our Falcons. I know Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, they spent some time with Dukes and Bell yesterday, which we're going to cover later in the show. Lots of great insights from those guys at 7. But as far as minicamp, that it was going on, and this is where we're finally seeing the pieces come together. Mike, Bo, we're seeing how the rookies are going to fit in. And Raheem Morris covered this, whether they're thinking about who the starters are going to be quite yet.
You got the intentionality of playing these guys, you know, for a bunch of different reasons. They're really good players. They're really sharp. They're really detailed. You know, like, we'll get into the whole categories of who's starting and who's doing these things. But I think the most important thing is how are they contributing, what their role is going to be, and having real clear-cut role definition for those guys and letting them go out there and earn it, right? You never want to give anybody anything in our profession, and getting those guys in the grass and letting them just kind of stack these blocks as we go. Right now, we are not into the physical form, the fashion of what we do. So that's very hard to name people that starters when you talk about those things. But you can see the traits and what you want. Teach them how to practice, how you go about your business, in order for us to come back, you know, 5 weeks from now, ready to throw a great training camp and get these guys the best opportunity to go out there and do those things.
Yeah, speaking of squidisms, how about a Raheemism intentionality? And not that it's not a real word, it's just he uses it in such a unique way. Mm-hmm. It's just such a Raheem thing to say. I want to hear what Bo hears when he hears that cut, because I have my own thoughts on it. And, like, you know, so many times, and Bo has actually taught me this over the last couple of years about just listening to what these guys are trying to tell you without, they're not saying it, but they're trying to tell you different things. I'm curious what you heard from that, because I have a couple of different takeaways from just listening to the minute details of Raheem right there.
A lot of nothing. I mean, basically they ain't even looking at starters right now. They haven't started. Like, I think it's way too early. I was listening to that, and I'm like, what is he trying to say? You know, I think really what he's trying to say is something that Jalen Walker said later on is, dude, they're obviously not full speed. They're just working on technique things. And I think technique things goes, to me, I don't know about, I don't know because I didn't play, but to me when I hear like the technique thing, it's not just, hey, your hand goes here. It's you go here. This is your gap. This is, when this guy leaks out of the backfield, you leak out over there with him. Like all those things. I think they're just doing it. To me, it's, I hate using this term. Mini camp's like a glorified walkthrough, where you're just trying to hone in on what your job will be when you're on the field. I didn't need background music, Dylan, but I'll take it.
Hey, Chief's trying to play you off the stage
of where you need to be. I mean, yeah, no crap. Like, what?
No, hey, man. I think you're on the right track. I do think when I hear technique, I do fully believe that he's talking about technique. I think what you're talking about more is like when I hear Raheem say, you know, talk about scheme, talk about schematics, talk about, you know, the structure. He uses the term defensive structure, I think, to what you're talking about, you know, backs leaking out of the backfield and things like that. How are you structuring that? How are you making sure you cover those guys? What I hear when I heard him talk about this is we would love for James Pierce and Jalen Walker to be those guys in the fall. But we don't know yet because we're not in pads. And when you put pads on in an NFL training camp, things are a lot different. That's what I hear coming from him. He talks about physically we're not there yet to be, you know, to make some of those decisions. What he's saying is, hey, they're picking the scheme up just fine. It's very, very basic. We're in mini camp. We're just trying to teach them the basic structure. And then right now they are working on technique of, hey, I'm going to put my hands here and I'm going to put my foot here. But when somebody's hitting you with a helmet and a face mask and shoulder pads and putting their shoulder in your chest, it's a lot harder to put my hand and my technique where it needs to go.
Well,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And part of that's, yes, and you want to, but you want to have those reps down mentally and so a little bit, you know, more mentally, really, when you're just doing the walkthrough stuff. It's that way when that does happen, you kind of, you're supposed to know where to go. But can we talk about this real quick? Because I was listening to Carl and Mike talk about this. They were up there yesterday, and they had some really good interviews with Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell. But Carl was, like, talking about how someone hit him. Duke, so what's Pierce like? I need him to be a starter this year. Can we talk about that whole thing? That a defensive starter on the line is the most overrated thing in the world to me. Because it's first off, they all have rotations these days, and you rotate guys in and out, left and right. But a lot of the time, certain guys are on the field based on packages. And I care more about the snap count percentage. I care about the snap count percentage more and what they do when they're on the field than I do if when the first snap of an NFL game they're on the field. Because that's all the word starter means. That's all it means. Because if they go in a bigger package, hey now, that means that James Pierce might not be on the field. Hell, Jalen Walker might not be on the field.
And that's what it is. Think of it matchup-based. And now, all three of us went through, almost a month ago and talked about the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks you're going to be facing, schematics, the different, hey, you're going to go from the, and I can't remember the schedule's not from, you're going to go from the Dolphins to, you know, to the Colts and to, like, you're going to face so many different styles of offense. And that's what it has to do with. Leonard Floyd, if you're facing a heavy run team, Leonard Floyd's going to be, he's going to be on the field. It's just that you need people that have the physicality and understand what they're seeing in front of them. If you're going against a team like Miami, who was going to, you know, throw the pill around 80% of the time, maybe you're going to look at a James Pierce, Jalen Walker kind of being one of the starters and the edge rusher guys. You also, and I hate this, and I'm going to make sure I say this until I'm blue in the face, you still have Arnold Ebiketie on this roster who is entering year four, and we still expect decently big things from. You know, this guy has sacks in the NFL. James Pierce Jr. does not. Jalen Walker does not. So the whole thing about starter and, you know, this, that, and the other, guys, they're trying to replace people that have done this, right? And they are also growing and also learning the scheme and also hoping they can be capitalized on as we move throughout minicamp and training camp. So it's very important for me to highlight that because I think we're all excited about the careers and the career path of both these young guys, but there are people in that room that have done this before and done it at a pretty high level.
Yeah, this is going to be one big unit. That's the thing. We have more depth at this position than I think we maybe have, based on what they've done in college and just with the rookies, we might have more depth than I ever remember at this position, ever.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, that's for sure. And we're going to continue to break down the Falcons today. Bo and Mike will talk about what they said versus what they mean throughout the entire show. And coming up, it was a swell of a game. Oh. Braves win.
Oh. Whoa.
We will cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.